If we move on to the season 1977-78, mm-hmm. A very good season for the club,
yeah.
And the John Player Cup at the end of it. Tell us about that cup campaign. Because I think you played right through that, didn't you?
I think everybody, didn't they?
They did, yeah, that was the main thing, wasn't it?
Starting 15 right the way through the
entire
campaign.
Yeah, I think for the first time for a long, long time, that's right. Oh, we'll always remember that Gosforth game. I think they were on for the triple, didn't they? They won it twice before, I think, the John
Player. They certainly had won it.
Yeah. I think they were either on for the double second time or for the third time on the trot, and they came down to King's Hall. And I remember seeing in the paper the pictures of the Gloucester fans greeting them off the train at the station and things like that. But they had a lot of good players in there. It was a hard game, but we raised our game. We had a really good game, and it always in my mind, because I got someone in the crowd took pictures of it as I went through and scored under in the corner by the clock. Where we'd done a front peel, throw in boilers at number two, or throw in short ball to him, short and fast. I take the hooker out in as legal manner as it can be made to look. John Watkins came around on the peel, and then I picked up from Gilly and went on over. Mm. And it was always a great game, that one, make sure Gosforth didn't go any further.
There was
no love lost.
They were actually going for the hat trick.
Yes,
they'd won the previous 2 years.
That's right. Yeah. We couldn't let them keep the cup. No.
Yeah, they were a very strong side at that period, weren't they?
They did. I'm just trying to think who was in there. Duncan Madsen. That's right. I was going to say Colin Fisher, but he was the Scottish hooker.
Right.
Madsen, Colin White, Chalky White. That's Peter Dixon. Yeah, they did a lot of big names in there.
Yeah.
That was a great day, that one.
Yeah. Other matches in that cup run? The final?
The final is always, yeah. If you forget those. It's Leicester, our favourites. I think in that one, we had decided early in the changing room that the 8-man shove would be on the very first ball on Leicester's put in, no matter where it was, but we wouldn't call it as we would normally do. But everyone was geared up for it, and we came and we took it. So Wheeler was most upset on that one, so he didn't like it at all. And then later on, this is the time when I really earned my spurs. Berto was still my mentor, shall we say, in the scrum, and sort of trying to make the decisions, you know, strike for it, go against this one or whatever, or question me if I said I wanted to go against the head on this one, you know, just checking. But we were down on our 25, I think it's probably first half still, and Leicester's put in, and it's like a slow motion, it's one of those things you do once in a lifetime, you know, you just strike the ball sweetly, bang, straight off Wheeler's foot. Wheeler gets up, not looking happy yet again.
Enjoyed that?
Always. Burton, never one to miss a trick, comes up behind him, taps him on the shoulder. That's the way it goes, brace, and runs off. it was unbelievable. I mean, but at the end of it, what made it for me was Berto had always prepared these in memoriam cards for Leicester. Of one I've got in my scrapbook still. And he went into the Leicester change room after the game and just handed them out. I mean, how he... I don't know. I don't know if you've ever seen those, have you?
No, we've seen some from back in the late 19th century when, you know, Gloucester's big opponents were the Big Four in South Wales. And when they beat them back then, they used to produce in memoriam cards like this. I wonder if Berto had actually found out about that and...
They were all in his back pocket.
They look very similar to those from the 19th century.
Right.
Yeah.
The
rest of them.
Oh, I laughed my socks off over that one.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that one. That's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, probably not the best of the games, but we won. That was the main thing.
Yeah, mind you, games weren't as sort of open and high scoring as these days, were they?
No, they weren't.
6-3 was a good win.
It was, and two 70-minute scrums, you know, that's a good game, that's an ideal game for me.
You were already getting recognised a little bit by England, weren't you? The previous season you'd...
towards the end, yes.
You'd actually been a reserve for the England trials.
Yes, yeah. You got called in for that one, which is great news again, and suddenly I was getting involved in the squad a lot more, and I was all the time I retired, basically, one way or another. Very busy. I remember training sessions down at King's Arm on a Sunday, and it was always... Berto always said, make sure you turn up, make sure you turn up. Why? Because the Wheelers of the world, Franny Cottons, picked up an injury on Saturday, so I can't do any training, but I was there to do the training on the Sunday, at least go in and do the scrummaging and everything. So it's every little things like that all help to get you noticed, really. Mm. But yes, it was a great honour to suddenly come from Cirencester for a season and, being recognised.
Yeah. Yeah. And you had a county championship final too that season.
Yes, we did. No, who was that one against?
And I'm trying to remember who was against myself.
Yeah.
Was it Lancashire?
It usually was, wasn't it? I think Lancashire was 1980, wasn't it?
Okay. Have a look.
Because I think you probably played in two losing finals.
Yeah, Lancashire
started, didn't you? 78 and 80, and yeah, I think Lancashire was 80.
Yeah, because I think Franny would have been playing in that one, didn't he, Franny Cotton?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to see, no. Yeah, I can remember going down to Lancashire, yeah. Pretty nice sunny day. Sheep up on the hills, where the pitch was down in sort of the valley a little bit. I can't remember a great deal about that one, to be perfectly honest.
But you got county recognition very early. How did that come about? I mean, you only played 11 games when you turned out, I think, against Japan.
That's right, yeah. King's Home, yeah. And another try scoring one, I believe, on that one. It might have been a little bit of luck again, a little bit maybe like the Gloucester, you know, their injuries. But the moment I got into the first 15 at Gloucester, then that's when the county started looking at you. I mean, Pullen was still around. I think he might have been injured, actually, John Pullen, on that one. So, get in, make your mark, really, and see where we go from there. So, yeah, that was good. But, again, you had the region, you had the South and South West counties, and, later on, following seasons, I would find myself 7 days a week, rugby. You know, you got the Gloucester training 2 days a week, playing on a Wednesday, and the Saturday, you throw in England squad training on the Sunday morning, county down at Bristol during the week after work. Yeah. You know, you got to remember, in these days we were all work. We had a proper job to do as well. Yeah. Although I must say,
what work were you doing at that time?
I've always been in IT, so I was employed by, as it was, Eagle Star then in those days. So, but it was hard to try and get the time off. Some people, I mean, if you're self-employed, I know you're going to lose money, or family businesses like Blakers. They found it a little bit easier, you know. For me, it was a case of where's Steve gone? Right. So, no love lost sometimes between myself and the employers. But I treated it. Rugby was work, and work was the hobby for those about 12 years of my career.
Yeah.